A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hump Day, KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Federal prosecutors indict a Las Vegas man for illegally buying hundreds of guns through Utah. Investigators say some of those guns were used in crimes in other states. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, 1,144 more COVID cases today. Five more Utahns have died. The hospital population has grown again. 259 coronavirus patients are now in Utah hospitals. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
We have an accident northbound I-15, right about 114th South, give or take. It's out of traffic on the right shoulder, but it has caused some backups into Draper. Also a crash in Sandy, 90th South at Monroe Street. That's just east of I-15. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
High clouds moving by in 67. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 65 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. First Lady Melania Trump in a White House blog says she's now tested negative after recovering from coronavirus. She also revealed for the first time that their son, Barron Trump, also contracted the virus. The First Lady says he's doing fine and has no symptoms. President Trump, before leaving the White House for a rally in Iowa tonight, also telling reporters,
Barron's fine.
Election day now just 20 days away. States reporting record turnout for early voting, with people standing in long lines to cast ballots. Texas Secretary of State office estimating in the first day yesterday, 1 million Texans voted. Georgia also shattering records. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in Atlanta today says nearly a quarter of a million people voted early in the past 2 days.
Georgia voters are excited and setting records every hour. And this is all during a pandemic, lest we forget.
Americans are motivated in this pandemic, with coronavirus cases on the rise in the majority of states, along with the economic fallout. Other issues like the Supreme Court nomination and key cases also weighing in. Amy Coney Barrett answering questions for a second day at her confirmation hearing.
Each member of the Senate Judiciary Committee getting 20 minutes to ask their last questions, with confirmation hearings expected to wrap up on Thursday. Judge Barrett trying to prove she has no agenda, while Democrats try to argue the opposite, and that she would not have been nominated if her views did not align with those of the GOP and President Trump. Barrett is expected to be confirmed on October 22nd. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News, Washington.
A day after the Supreme Court sided with the Trump administration's appeal to end the 2020 census count, a new warning from the FBI about bogus websites posing as census internet locations. The Census Bureau says the count will end this Friday now. The self-response website and paper responses must be postmarked by October 15th. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. For months now, pharmaceutical companies have been testing their coronavirus vaccines, but they've yet to test kids or teenagers. ABC's Alex Stone is here with me live. Alex, things are apparently going to change.
Yeah, they definitely are, Jeff. And this comes the same week that we heard from Johnson & Johnson that they were having to put their trial on hold because one of the participants ended up having an unexplained illness. Eli Lilly and their antibody trial that they were doing, that their monoclonal antibodies, they had to put it on pause. AstraZeneca last month and still paused in the U.S., but Pfizer and Moderna, they are still moving forward. And Pfizer's saying now they have the approval to begin enrolling children in its trial. That is a good sign. That means that it appeared to work in adults, that there were no adverse side effects, and now they move into a more vulnerable population. And the man that's going to be running it, Dr. Robert Frank, is at Cincinnati Children's Hospital, and he says already, this is what he told us today, that they've got a lot of interested families saying, yep, sign us up.
We put out an ad yesterday, and we had 90 families that contacted us in a day to say that they would be interested in participating. And this would be from, we were collecting just a database from 12 to 17.
Yeah, so he says this is natural. You begin the trial with adults, you work your way down. They plan to begin 16 to 17-year-olds this week, eventually down to 12-year-olds, and You know, Jeff, if you're wondering why children, a lot of people have been asking him that. He says, look, contrary to some claims, children have gotten sick. They can spread the virus. About 100 have died. And he says they, too, are going to need to be vaccinated. So they've got to make sure that that vaccine works in children as well.
But, Alex, my question is, how do they find parents willing to, well, turn their kids into guinea pigs?
Yeah, it appears that they're not going to have any problem with that, being that, you know, already in one day since they put it out there, 90 families, 90 parents have said, we will do it, that our children will get injected with this, that it seems like there are enough people, even just in the Cincinnati area where they're going to be running this, let alone nationwide, where they want to be the leaders on this and say, hey, if it looks like it's going to work, if the doctors believe that it works and it's safe, they want to try it out.
Let's hope. ABC's Alex Stone, thanks for joining us. KSL News Time 321. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. And here's Ricky.
Southbound I-15 looks great, and that's from downtown to the Point and from the Point to Provo. But on the northbound side of I-15, we have had some slowdowns in Draper. It's all due to an accident. Northbound I-15, right about 114th South over to the right shoulder. I-215's Belt Route, I-80, and the 201, all problem-free. Steve?
So we'll have that structure fire at 3800 South and Redwood Road, which could affect your drive if you're in that area. Northbound I-15, good shape leaving downtown Salt Lake City into Davis County, Weber, also Weber and Box Elder counties, I should say. Got a crash, though, for southbounders on I-15 at Glover's Lane. Got a right lane closed there. Delays are starting to fill in just a bit. Great speeds on the west side, Belt traveling northbound 215. Legacy looking good. And Highway 89 all clear between the 89 split and I-84. Upgrade your kitchen now and get your dream appliances before the holidays at locally owned Durden's. Black Friday deals start now. Durden's on 5th South and Bountiful. Brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Okay, let's check the 7-day forecast. And here's Grant Lehman.
Clouds moving in, breezy, cooler with a high of 67 tomorrow. More sunshine, but even cooler, only 58. And then sunny on Friday, 62. Warms up nicely for the weekend, 69 on Saturday, mostly sunny. Partly cloudy on Sunday, we're up 65 that day. 63 Monday, more sunshine, and 64 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Yeah, a little cooler. 65 in Salt Lake City, breezy out of the northwest, 13 miles an hour.
Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio.
As we get older, things sometimes don't work as well as they used to. You can't sit very long without your knees hurting. Bending over, kneeling, or lifting can take a lot out of you as you age. But one of the most alarming things that comes with aging is the need to sell your home, pack up your belongings, which of course takes more bending, kneeling, and lifting, and then move because you can't climb stairs anymore. Really, why go through all that when you have the Active Joint Institute? Active Joint specializes in helping adults with joint pain and osteoarthritis improve their lives dramatically without surgery. You shouldn't have to sell your home because your knees hurt. You shouldn't stop loving what you do because your knees hurt, and surgery should be the last thing you think about because your knees hurt. Learn more about your knee pain and get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Hey, all my great friends at Burt Brothers right now, they're calling it the Get a Grip This Winter Sale, which is underway. And let me explain what exactly that is. As we change seasons now, we know it's just a matter of weeks before we have that first snowfall, and you want to make sure you do have a great grip on the road. This is an exclusive offer from Burt Brothers Tire and Service. How about a $70 rebate with the purchase of 4 Bridgestone Blizzak tires? And if you use your Burt Brothers credit card, they'll make that a $100 rebate. And it doesn't matter, front wheel, all wheel, four wheel, you'll get the traction from your tires that you need, and that will make all the difference this winter season. You can experience the Burt Brothers difference today and get in control of your winter driving. Go to burtbrothers.com, find other great offers, and find the location near you. That's Burt Brothers, where they do indeed simply do it better.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business, Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Utah is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Utah wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/UtahVotes. That's aarp.org/UtahVotes. Paid for by AARP.
You know what this is in my hand? Just showed up 5 minutes ago. This is my Utah election ballot. Just arrived. Watched your... Oh, I just spilled coffee. Kidding. Kidding. Just kidding. Watch for your ballot. We're watching Utah's money. A humdrum day on Wall Street. The Dow sunk by 165 points to 28,514. The S&P lost 23. The NASDAQ fell 95 points. Nintendo is releasing a new live-action Mario Kart game just in time for the holidays. Mario Kart Live Home Circuit uses augmented reality and the Nintendo Switch to control the cars. Believe it or not, it's going to cost about $100. KSL Drives, the price of the base model Tesla Model S is going down. Elon Musk tweeting this afternoon, it'll go for under $70,000. KSL News Time, 327.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.